From Spark and Anvil and ChemQuest, this is Magna, in Chapter 1 of the ChemQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generative voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Magna was a small crane tween, but nobody who met her ever thought of her as small. She held herself the way a struck match holds itself, upright, deliberate, certain of its own light. A crest of pure white feathers fanned open above her head, and it did a strange thing depending on how you caught it. In the bright morning, it flared, sudden and almost blinding, like a flame you shouldn't stare at. In the green shade of the garden, it went soft and steady, glowing quiet as a leaf holding sunlight. Two lights in one crest. She wore them both without deciding between them. That morning, she was doing what she loved most, which was almost nothing at all. She stood among the young seedlings in the academy garden, leaf after leaf turned up toward the sun, and she watched them work. Not one of them made a sound. Not one of them flashed. And yet, Magna knew, at the very center of every green cell in every one of those leaves sat an atom exactly like her, giving quietly, endlessly, so the plant could turn light into life. She lifted her crest a little higher and felt something she never quite had words for, the private pride of being needed most in the place where no one is looking.
Magna had not always trusted the quiet part. She grew up in a river village where her family were the ceremony callers, cranes who stood at the front of every festival with their white crests held high, leading the planting songs and the harvest dances so the whole village could follow. As a chick, she had loved only the front part, the eyes on her, the hush before she called, the flare of feathers in the light. She practiced her bearing in still water for hours, tilting her crest until it caught the sun just so. Then, one autumn, her grandmother took her aside after the festival was over and the crowd had gone home. The square was empty. Torn petals lay in the mud. And her grandmother, instead of resting, was down on her knees in the dirt, quietly restaking the young fruit trees that the dancing had knocked loose. "The ceremony is the bright part," her grandmother said, not looking up. "Everyone remembers the bright part." She pressed a stake firm into the soil. "But this is the part that keeps the village alive till spring, and nobody will ever thank me for it. You understand? The ones who only love being seen, they leave when the seeing stops. A true caller does both." Magna, 6 years old, had knelt down in the cold mud beside her and steadied a sapling. She felt foolish and unwatched, and underneath that, for the first time, useful in a way that had nothing to do with an audience. It was a smaller, deeper warmth than applause. She never forgot it.
She walked to the ChemQuest Academy when she was 22, crest folded modestly against the wind. Beaker, who had founded the academy and greeted every newcomer himself, met her at the gate with his one question: "What is magnesium?" Magna could have flared. She was tempted. Instead, she thought of her grandmother in the mud. "I carry two extra electrons on my outer edge," she said, "and I don't need either of them, so I give them both away, together, and become Mg2+, twice positive. If you light me, I burn a white so bright it hurts to watch, and people have used that flash for camera powder and road flares for 100 years, she paused. "But that's the loud part. The part that matters more is quiet. There is an atom of me at the center of every chlorophyll molecule in every green leaf on this world. Without that center, no leaf can catch the sun, no plants, no air. Both things are me. Both come from the same simple giving." Beaker looked at her a long moment. "Most who come here lead with the flame," he said. "You led with the leaf." He stepped aside. "You belong here."
Magna's workshop was the greenest room in the academy, its windows crowded with plants, one small scorched bench set apart in the corner. She started every class the same way, not with the flash, though her students always begged for it, but with the single leaf held up to the window. "There is an atom right there," she would say, touching the green with one careful claw, doing the most important work in this room, and you cannot see it move at all. A boy in the front row waved his hand. But you can burn, right? Can we see it? We can, carefully. Magna took a thin ribbon of magnesium metal to the scorched bench, and with a mask on and the students well back, touched it to a flame. The room went white, a hard, sudden, dazzling white that made half of them gasp and shield their eyes. It lasted only a moment, then faded, leaving a small drift of powder behind. Mg and oxygen become MgO, she said quietly into the after hush. That's the powder. That's the flash everyone remembers. She let them stay dazzled for a breath. Then she walked back to the window and lifted the leaf again. Now look here. Same atom. No flash. No gasp. No drama. Just an ion sitting in the middle of a green ring, catching sunlight, feeding the whole world. She looked around at their squinting faces. One of these two things ends up in a road flare. The other one is the reason you're breathing right now. I need you to remember which is which.
When the last student had gone and the white spots had faded from her eyes, Magnus stood alone by the window with the leaf still in her claw. A girl lingered at the door. Doesn't it bother you, she asked, that everyone claps for the flash and nobody even knows about the leaf? Magna turned the leaf slowly in the low green light. She thought of the empty square, the torn petals, her grandmother's stakes pressed firm into the cold ground. When I was your age, it did, she admitted. I wanted the eyes on me, the flare. She set the leaf down among the seedlings, gentle. But there's a kind of warmth you only feel in the quiet part. Not the sharp thrill of being watched, a steadier one. Low and sure, that says you're holding something up that would fall without you. She was quiet a moment. The flash is over in a second. The leaf keeps working all day, all its life, and never once asks to be seen. The girl came and stood beside her at the window, and for a while neither of them said anything. Magna felt her crest settle, soft and unflaring, catching the green light instead of the bright. Somewhere under her ribs, the old warmth rose again. Not proud, exactly, but glad and steady and entirely her own. The quiet gladness of being needed most where no one is looking.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Magna. Released under Creative Commons BY-NCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.